With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities are enforcing immigration law in Florida.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials are in Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis. That's to praise a week-long operation that resulted in over 1,100 arrests of people they say were in the country illegally. Governor Ron DeSantis spoke to reporters.
This is the largest immigration enforcement operation that we've seen in quite some time throughout the entire country.
Officials credit local police departments and state agencies for joining President Trump's drive for mass deportations. Agencies from all of Florida's 67 counties have signed agreements that push state and local officials to enforce immigration laws. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump led a National Day of Prayer observance at the White House. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Declaring that his administration is bringing back religion in America, the president commemorated the annual National Day of Prayer.
We once again trust our lives to our liberties and our happiness to the hands of the Creator who gave them to us and who loves us.
Joined by leaders representing Christianity and different faiths, the president used the occasion to sign an executive order creating a presidential commission on religious liberty. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says he's nominating his national security advisor Mike Waltz to serve as United Nations ambassador in a major shakeup of his national security team. The president said that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will serve simultaneously as acting national security advisor while maintaining his role at the State Department. Trump announced the move shortly after news broke that Waltz was departing the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 83 points. The Nasdaq rose 264. This is SRN News. Most people believe in God. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Much has been made of the growing number of individuals all around the globe who are followers of no particular religion. But that doesn't mean there are a lot more atheists around. According to a new poll released by the British and Foreign Bible Society and United Bible Societies, the vast majority of the people on Earth believe in some kind of supreme being. Atheists, by contrast, make up a tiny percentage of the world population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's Republican governor has vetoed bills to further restrict sexual content in libraries and to create a private school voucher program, two issues that have seen widespread support by GOP governors in other states. The North Dakota legislature failed to override Kelly Armstrong's veto. The library bill would have expanded the state's 2023 prohibition on explicit sexual material. This is SRN News. Measles cases have exploded.
North America's three biggest measles outbreaks have grown to a total of more than 2,500 known cases. Three people have died in the U.S. and one in Mexico. Mexican and U.S. officials say the strains of measles spreading in Canada match the other large outbreaks. One official says the virus was imported, traveling country to country. A recent World Health Organization report said measles activity in the Americas region is 11 times as much as the same time frame last year. John Scott reporting.
California's population has increased for the second year in a row. The rise comes after a string of declines in the nation's most populous state during the coronavirus pandemic. The population rose an estimated 1% in 2024 compared to the previous year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.